Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Rupert Murdoch, Chairman of Fox Corporation. It's my great pleasure to welcome you to this, our first annual meeting of shareholders. When we announced the transaction with Disney and the birth of Fox, I said we were pivoting at a pivotal moment while staying true to our principles and our purpose. Let me make the point strongly. Fox Corporation is a new company for a new time, a time of extraordinary change, and more important, a time of extraordinary opportunity. Above all, Fox Corporation is a company built to win our advertisers and distributors, our audiences, our employees, our creative partners, and of course, you, our shareholders. This morning, you'll hear from Lachlan about what we have achieved already and how we are positioned to achieve even more by delivering meaningful engagement with our audiences and delivering the content Americans are most positive about: sports, news, and finance. The future for Fox Corporation and each of our brands is indeed very promising. Thank you again for being here and for your investment in Fox. Let me now hand over the meeting to Lachlan. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Lachlan Murdoch, Executive Chairman and CEO of Fox Corporation. It's a pleasure to be with you here today, and thanks for joining us. Let me start by introducing our directors, all of whom are nominated for election at this meeting. They are joined by some members of our management team. In addition to my father, with me on stage are Mr. Viet Dinh, Chief Legal and Policy Officer, our directors, Mr. Chase Carey, Ms. Ann Diaz, Mr. Roland Hernandez, Chairman of the Audit Committee, Mr. Jack Nasser, Chairman of the Compensation Committee and Lead Independent Director, and Speaker Paul Ryan, Chairman of the Nominating and Corporate Governance Committee. And seated in the front row are Mr. John Nallen, Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Stephen Tomczyk, Chief Financial Officer. Also present today is Mr. Bud McDonald of Ernst & Young LLP, the company's independent registered public accounting firm. In accordance with the company's bylaws, I hereby appoint Mr. Jim Riott from American Election Services LLC as the independent inspector of election for this annual meeting. I'm also happy to recognize other members of our leadership team, and indeed the more than 8,000 employees across the country who have all helped guide our company through a transition period and who are successfully delivering on our objectives. You've heard my father say, we are pivoting at a pivotal moment. That statement was correct as we structured this new company around the sale of many assets to Disney, and it is even more true today. Over the last few months, we have seen consumers increasingly adopt new technologies and new services to access all ranges of media content. Our leading digital distribution partners are seeing strong adoption of their platforms, and the launch just earlier this week of Disney Plus has seen robust demand. And let's not forget the admirable growth of Roku, the platform to platforms, and a chief beneficiary of everything over the top. Our investment in Roku is now worth over $800 million. In the middle of such a fluid distribution market, we have played to our strengths, grounding our company in live news, live sport, and the country's best broadcast entertainment. It's a unique position that strongly distinguishes us from our competitors. In fiscal 2019, each of our businesses performed well, proving the strength of our brands and the loyalty of our audiences. Some of the year's highlights include premiering The Masked Singer, which quickly became a nationwide phenomenon, the historic FIFA Women's World Cup, and the inaugural season of Thursday Night Football, the 17th consecutive year of clear leadership over our competitors in cable news, and Fox television stations broadcasting nearly 1,000 hours of local news each week. We are entering fiscal year 2020 with great momentum, and we are continuing to invest in our businesses and brands with a long-term view and an entrepreneurial approach. At Fox Entertainment, the 2019-2020 broadcast season has seen the return of many of our existing hits and several promising new shows. The second season of The Masked Singer is this year's number one entertainment program. The hit Prodigal Son is the number one new drama, beating 16 broadcast debuts. We premiered WWE Friday Night SmackDown on the Fox network to win the night and continued our successful broadcast of Thursday Night Football into our second season. Fox News Media's multi-platform leadership continues. The first quarter of fiscal 2020 marked Fox News Channel's 71st consecutive quarter as the most watched national cable news channel in Monday to Friday total day and primetime viewing. Across all platforms, Fox News reaches 200 million people each month, with over half coming from platforms outside of our linear cable network. Our television stations footprint will grow from 28 to 29 stations with our acquisition of three Nexstar stations and the divestiture of two of our stations. This deal gives Fox stations in 14 of the top 15 markets, expanding the reach of one of Fox's core assets and further strengthens what is already a highly profitable and cash generative business. The transaction also importantly adds two major markets with broad local sports audiences for NFL, MLB, Pac-12, and Big Ten teams. Over the last 6 months, we've made strategic investments to expand the reach of our brands beyond their traditional linear business models, introducing new and innovative products. Our partnership with the Stars Group, Fox Bet, allows us to tap into the growing sports wagering market. The recently proposed merger between Flutter Entertainment, the owner of FanDuel, and the Stars Group creates many opportunities for us. We're excited to develop the Fox Bet brand in partnership with FanDuel and are confident in the dual brand strategy to capitalize on the domestic sports wagering market. In conjunction with the kickoff of the football season, we launched the free-to-play Fox Sports Super 6 app nationally, which has already achieved nearly 1 million registered users and over 10 million plays. We continue to see the opportunity in sports wagering as a long-term value contributor to Fox. Similarly, through our recent acquisition of 67% of Credible Labs, we will access an adjacency to our enormous national and local news audiences and tap into a high-growth market. We recently closed this acquisition and will now begin the process of integrating its content with our major brands, starting with Fox Business and Fox Television Stations. Each of these investments will complement our existing businesses and will drive deeper engagement with our consumers and will diversify our revenue streams. Before I conclude, I'd like to take a few moments to discuss capital allocation. We are committed to deploying capital in a disciplined manner to maximize long-term shareholder value through a balanced approach of organic investment in our businesses, accretive M&A, and capital returns to our shareholders. We do not follow a prescribed formula for deployment. Instead, we will be opportunistic and deploy capital where we feel we can generate the greatest long-term return on our investments for our shareholders. As part of our capital deployment plan, we will pay a semi-annual dividend. And last week, we announced a $2 billion buyback authorization. Since this announcement, we have already repurchased more than half of our stated $500 million near-term objective. I look forward to the future of Fox Corporation with great optimism. We are well positioned to benefit from the rapidly evolving media industry by focusing on the content that Americans are most passionate about. And now, onto the formal business of this meeting. This meeting is held pursuant to a notice of annual meeting of stockholders, mailed on or about September 23, 2019, to each record holder of a share of common stock on September 16, 2019. A list of holders of the company's Class B common stock entitled to vote at this meeting has been available at the company's headquarters for the past 10 days and is available at the meeting for examination. All documents concerning the call and notice of this meeting are available here today and will be filed with the records of the meeting. The Inspector of Election has examined the proxies received and reports that holders of a majority in voting power of all of the outstanding shares of Class B common stock entitled to vote at the meeting are present in person or represented by proxy. Therefore, I hereby declare a quorum present at the meeting. On behalf of our Board of Directors, I would like to express my appreciation to all stockholders who returned their proxies. It is now 10:15 a.m. on November 14, 2019. The polls are now open for voting. Those stockholders voting in person should mark their ballots, and a company representative will be available to collect them for tabulation. Those of you who requested a ballot so that you could vote in person were provided with a ballot when you entered the meeting. Ballots are also available in the room where registration took place. However, we urge stockholders to allow their proxies to stand. You will have an opportunity to ask questions after all matters being submitted to stockholders for vote are presented. Please hold your questions until that time. The first matter to be acted upon by the stockholders is Proposal 1, the election of directors. The board has nominated Chase Carey, Ann Diaz, Roland Hernandez, Rupert Murdoch, Jack Nasser, Paul Ryan, and myself to serve as directors. If elected, these director nominees will each serve a one-year term expiring at the 2020 annual meeting or until their successors are duly elected and qualified. Proposal 2 is for the ratification of the selection of Ernst & Young, LLP, as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2020. Proposal 3 is for an advisory vote on executive compensation. And Proposal 4 is for an advisory vote to approve the frequency of future advisory votes to approve named executive officer compensation. I present the results from the Inspector of Elections preliminary report based on the proxies we have received. The Inspector of Elections final report will be filed with our corporate secretary following this meeting. A preliminary report of the Inspector of Election reflects that a majority of the eligible votes cast have been voted for the election of each of the directors, for the ratification of the selection of Ernst & Young, LLP, as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2020, for the approval of executive compensation, and for the approval of advisory report frequency. Thank you for your support. We will report the final results of this meeting in an SEC filing, which we will make after the market closes today. At this time, stockholders who would like to ask a question may step up to the microphones and present the blue or green admission ticket that you received upon registering to the company representative. Before asking your question, please state your name and affiliation. As noted in the rules of the meeting that you were provided with when you registered today, each speaker will be recognized once, regardless of the number of shares the speaker owns or proxies the speaker represents. Only one speaker will be recognized for each organization or shareholder, and each speaker may represent only one organization or shareholder. Each speaker is limited to two questions, which should be no longer than a minute in length. We ask that you comply with the rules of the meeting so we can conduct an orderly meeting and those who would like to speak have an opportunity to do so. All right, any questions? Very hard to see everyone out there with the lights, so I apologize if I don't recognize you.
Hello, my name's John Lindsay. I'm a shareholder.
Good day, John. How are you?
Pretty good, and thanks for that excellent presentation about the new company. It's very exciting to be a shareholder, and it's a new beginning. It's really going to be interesting to see the way the company turns out, and thank you very much for the brilliant, excellent Disney deal, which was great for all shareholders, so really appreciate that. I'm just wondering, in terms of the future of the company, you said we're going to go for growth in terms of strategic and opportunistic deals, but then we're doing a buyback of shareholdings. Does that mean we're not going to be as growth-oriented as we have been in the past, or we're just going to be more cautious because it's a, you know, whole new world in terms of the media? It's very fluid and very fast changing. So is it going to be as dynamic as it has been in the past few decades?
John, thank you very much. It's a great question. I think we have a tremendous opportunity, you know, with this new company, a structured company. When we started, you know, now, you know, a couple of years ago, thinking about, you know, the sale to Disney, we really thought of this as a win-win. Obviously, the assets we sold to Disney, primarily the entertainment assets, would strengthen their hand in a world where they're launching Disney Plus and need as much content as possible, and we're very happy that they've done so so far successfully. But equally or even more importantly for us was structuring the new Fox in a manner that would be a growth-orientated company that would bring us back to our entrepreneurial roots, where we can, take careful bets on in the future, which is, as you correctly note, you know, a very fluid environment. So to do that, we need to diversify our revenue streams. Fox Bet is a great example, as is Credible, in terms of ways we are endeavoring to diversify our revenue streams. Our digital footprint is huge. Across both Fox News, Fox Business, our local television stations, digitally, our business has tremendous opportunities for us to maximize. So rest assured, you know, we plan to be as entrepreneurial or even more entrepreneurial than ever. Having said that, today we thought, you know, the best use of our capital was through a share buyback, certainly in the short term. And that's why we decided to deploy capital that way currently. Thank you very much, John, for your question. Any further questions? All right. Are there any other ballots that need to be collected? It is now 10:22 a.m. on November 14th, 2019. The polls are now closed. That concludes the business described in the notice of the meeting. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you for your attendance. Any stockholder wishing to inspect the minutes should contact our corporate secretary. And again, thank you all for joining us here this morning. Thank you.